From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Early Wednesday morning, Humboldt area CHP received a call of a vehicle off the road and into the water on northbound State Route 255 near the third span of the Samoa Bridges. A pedestrian in the area saw a vehicle submerged in the water on the east side of the bridge and walked into Eureka to make a call to 911. Upon arrival, it was determined that a 2007 Chevy Malibu had been traveling northbound on 255 south of the third span of the Samoa Bridges when it left the roadway for unknown reasons. Emergency personnel responded to the scene and found two adult men in the submerged vehicle. Life-saving efforts were started. Both parties were taken to St. Joseph's Hospital. However, both occupants of the vehicle succumbed to their injuries. Humboldt County Coroner's Office coordinating notification of next of kin. It's not known if alcohol or drugs were a factor. Well, the suspect of a kidnapping in the Fieldbrook area has been arrested in Oregon and the remaining victim confirmed safe. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office notified yesterday by the Jackson County Sheriff's Office that kidnapping suspect George Rose was located near Talon, Oregon. Rose reportedly approached a resident's home requesting help in contacting law enforcement to turn himself in. A Jackson County Sheriff's deputies responded, locating Rose and the victim, Joy Hong, who was found alive, unharmed. Rose was taken into custody. There's a call for the school board in the Fortuna Union High School District to reconsider its plan to reopen schools. Some teachers are calling that plan irresponsible, reports Lost Coast Outpost, saying it is unreasonable for teachers and unsafe for the community during the pandemic. The president of the Fortuna Union High School Teachers Association saying their position is that the plan is unacceptable. The decision to reopen for in-person classes approved by the district's Board of Trustees in a 3-2 vote last week. 10 new cases of COVID-19 reported on Wednesday. Humboldt County's total case count stands at 255 now, Wednesday marking the first time a single day's report reached double digits. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich saying that hitting that milestone is not surprising. She says we're no longer returning to periods with zero case counts as we did in the past. This indicates that there's still more work to do to ensure that people understand the increasing risk of exposure when outside the home or when gathering with others. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.